Hey, thanks so much for listening to the Ridge Community Church podcast. My name is John. I'm one of the pastors on staff at the Ridge, and our vision is to bring the hope of Jesus into every home. So as a piece of that, our goal each week is to bring you something that's hopeful and helpful. So subscribe to this podcast to make sure you don't miss any hopeful and helpful conversations. Hey, everyone, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Ridge podcast. If you find today's episode hopeful and helpful, then please follow or subscribe and then rate and review so that more people can find this conversation. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, be sure to give us a follow and turn on notifications so that you don't miss any conversations. Now, we're currently in Live Big as a church. And this is our annual season where we really try to put into practice Jesus' words that it's better to give than to receive. And you can find out more information about all the things that we're doing at theridgecc.com/livebig. But for today, we're going to talk about an event that we do to wrap up Live Big called Winter Wonderfest. This is a magical day, allows 1,500 kids and their families that are in financial need from our local area to experience a free day of Christmas joy. The kids and families will be able to pick out a free gift, make crafts, take a selfie in the Insta room, play games, have hot cocoa and treats, and a lot more. Now, our guest today, Dale, served at Winter Wonderfest a few years ago, and it made such a big impact on him that now he helps lead it. He describes why it made such a big impact on him, how it impacts and how it has impacted his faith, and more. This is my conversation with Dale. Well, hi, Dale. Thanks for coming on to the Ridge podcast.
Hey, no problem. Appreciate you having me again.
Yeah. I mean, so you mentioned a little bit last time we connected. And if anybody's, you know, you're listening and you want to catch up on that conversation, we can link that in the show notes. But would you mind just maybe sharing a little bit of about your story, just for those that haven't heard it? Like, how did you first get connected with the Ridge and this whole Winter Wonderfest thing that we're going to talk about today?
Yeah. So getting connected with the Ridge was probably about 3 years ago now, I say, maybe a little bit longer. You know, it was the old Walmart building, and curiosity peaked there just to kind of see what it looked like again. But yeah. I was in a weird place with my faith, and I was in a new relationship. My wife now, we were kind of talking about different churches and whatnot, and we went to a Catholic church, and it just wasn't for me. It was kind of pushing me back a little bit in my faith. And, you know, I talked about the Ridge. She saw the Ridge a bunch of times too. So we kind of decided to go check it out one day. And we showed up the first day and we kept coming back ever since. So a lot of it appealed to us both, the music, kind of like the down and dirty, if you want to say, with the reality of the teachings and how
practical.
How it kind of related to everybody. So it kind of came together for both of us. So that's how we got connected. And then we started doing Rooted to kind of take another step in my faith journey. We both did that together. And from there, it just kept growing. The first Winter Wonderfest came up right around that time. So we volunteered. And then from there, it just kind of led into some leadership courses for Compassion Team and a couple other projects there too. So it's been like a continuous growth journey.
I'm curious. So from like every time I've been a part of Live Big, has always been from like I was on staff, you know, I was like fully immersed, like working on it a ton. Like it's, you know, occupying so much of my brain space. What was it like from a outside perspective? You know, you're sitting down there and people start talking about this give, serve, love. What was your first initial interaction with that?
So my first, interaction with that, because that actually happened not too long after we started going to the Ridge. At first, it was a lot to take in at first, because there's, you know, they talk about everybody that's in need. So there's a lot of organizations out there that the Ridge partners with. to help provide a wish list for, which which is really cool. But when you see the wish list, you kind of think to yourself, like, it's a big list. It's a costly list. You know, what can I really do? Like, how can I really help? So that was kind of like my first my first thought on kind of like the financial side of it. So that's kind of like the give side, you know, where there's your give. And then we talked about the serving side, right? Everything we can do to serve. Winter Wonderfest was one of those, and that's where we kind of contribute. We gave to Live Big. We contributed by serving it. And then, you know, it's funny because out of, you know, the back end, you know, you see that love aspect kind of come together with when we did all the numbers of what was raised, what was given with the wish list. You know, you just kind of, you get overwhelmed, or not overwhelmed, but you get kind of taken in by the generosity of everybody and how they were able to give. How many, we had over 800 volunteers serve, and it just blows away everything. So, you know, the love part really kind of hits you and impacts you really well there. So it's a lot to take in, but it's done in steps. It's kind of done in that order too. Yeah. So it's really cool.
Yeah, I'm curious. So you started serving. So like you heard, hey, we're doing Winter Wonderfest and we want you to be a part of it. And then your first experience, like, were you like, what were you greeting? Were you like making something? Like what did it look like when you first served at Winter Wonderfest?
So when we first served, we signed up in the cafe. So we signed up in the cafe, you know, we're making hot chocolate, we're making popcorn, coffee, or I think coffee, and cotton candy. Yeah. So my background, so I spent like 15 years in the hospitality industry, restaurants, you know, working restaurants, opening them, managing them. So I kind of just felt naturally drawn to serve in that area. So I got in there, we're doing that. And, you know, my skills right away were just kind of, you know, put to use, and I was able to help lead that area a little bit. We had Joy, who's an amazing person. She was the team lead of that area. But, you know, obviously everybody needs breaks. Everybody, you know, needs to go here. So we volunteered for, I want to say like 2 hours. And then we hung around to kind of check out everything else that was going on to see the different areas go. So it was really touching. It was a great experience on my side, as well as Erica, my wife's side. And it kind of pushed us a little bit more to start volunteering a little bit more, not because we felt like we had to, but because we wanted to.
What do you think was it about that? Was it, you know, like seeing the impact of people, or like seeing the impact of what you were doing? Was it just something that, I don't know, connected with your heart? Like what was it about your serving time that was like, you know what, I need to be a part of something more like this?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, growing up as a kid, we didn't have all the necessities at times. And right around the holidays, you know, we had real good Christmases some year, and some years we, you know, we didn't have much at all. So kind of the impact on Winter Wonderfest, that hit personally for me, because I know what it was like to be in that situation as a kid. So I was able to connect emotionally through that. Spiritually, seeing the kids, you know, the minute they walked through the door, there was a smile on their face. And that smile lasted the entire time they were there. You know, you don't see kids upset. You don't see them crying. You don't see stuff. You know, everybody's having such a good time. You know, it's like a little mini Disneyland, if you want to say, because everybody's like, there's face paint in here, there's games over there, there's presents over here, there's, you know, food and, you know, some sort of entertainment going on. And the joy of that and how happy the parents were too. So I think I mentioned this last time where, you know, outside the doors of the Ridge, right? You know, we got families preparing to come on in and we don't know what their struggles are. We don't know what's been holding them down or what's weighing heavy on them. And the minute they walk through the door, it's almost like everything was lifted. Like everybody's spirits were high and, you know, you kind of got to forget what was weighing you down. So I would say I didn't understand the Holy Spirit when I first started coming to the Ridge. But that day, the first time we served at Winter Wonderfest, I would 100% say like I understood what the Holy Spirit was, because the way I felt, the way other people looked like, and just all like the people saying thank you for everything all around. So yeah, it made a huge impact for sure.
Yeah. And you mentioned this was probably pretty on in your own faith journey, right? So you're like you're just checking out the Ridge. And I'm sure at this point, you're probably even like a little bit like, where am I with Jesus? And what does that actually look like? Is that accurate or am I projecting there a little bit or?
Yeah, no, I mean, I was just learning really. We're just kind of diving into Rooted around that time, I think. You know, or we just finished up with it. So my faith journey was definitely, I wouldn't say questionable, but I would say I was really curious, still kind of learning and trying to understand. I think that's the big thing. Trying to understand faith is a challenge in itself. But the impact that Winter Wonderfest had on my faith journey kind of, I don't want to say sped it up, but maybe accelerated the thoughts of things and made me inquire more and also put things together too. So,
yeah, I mean, I know even for my own faith story, like I'm thinking back to like when I first was like, hey, I really want to be serious about following Jesus. And then I started serving in a capacity. At that point, I was serving in this church. It's capacity, essentially Ridge Kids for this church I was a part of. And it was like, that was like this, I don't want to say stepping stone. Like I think your phrase of accelerated it, like made faith very real and tangible.
Yeah.
Where it was like, oh, like I'm living out what I'm starting to believe, you know? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's, you know, and I thought, okay, 2 hours. All right, so let me back up a little bit. So at first I thought I couldn't volunteer because I was super busy, right?
Yeah.
You know, I was going to school, working full-time, a parent, you know, all these other obligations. And I was like, okay, well, it's 2 hours on a Saturday, you know, we can make it happen. And so that right there, I was looking for excuses not to serve, I guess, is the best way to put it. It's like, I'm too busy. I can't do it. And we, you know, I did it. And yeah, how you feel, you're like, oh, wow, I actually did something. I made an impact because I didn't think my little contribution would be such an impact, but it was an impact on the families we served, the kids we served, but an impact on myself as well. And the Ridge community, cause they saw that. And, when we started volunteering for a little bit more, you know, we got pulled into like other groups and, other leadership things. And, I just got an email today about, possibly, helping out in kind of like the Ridge Students thing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, it opens doors that you don't think are there. So that's kind of big. And, you know, in the message we just had last week with Mark, in Ridge Group this past week, we kind of talked about that, kind of like God knows what we need before we know what we need. And it was definitely something I needed to experience, I guess, to open up.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting too. I think you bring up like your own passion, part of your story and how your heart just connected with something, you know, and I think that's so valuable to find a place to serve where your heart does connect, or, and even I'm sure like it was even made a greater connection when you were actually there. Right. And doing it. So like, sometimes you don't know how much of a connection it's going to be until you actually like try it out and see what it's like.
Yeah, no, I, like I said, I mean, I didn't think it was going to make a difference if you know, we showed up there or not, but it, you know, I was able to connect, kind of redraw feelings that, you know, you necessarily don't want to remember, but they're a part of you. But again, that's the healing process as well. And because of my past experience, I got to see how this affected kids today still and really put a bigger effort into making sure they had a good time. And, you know, with that, I started helping co-lead, I guess. So the next
tell me about that. So yeah, now like you're in a role where like you were, then next year you started like co-leading, right, with Kelly. What was that like? What was the difference between, I don't know, going and just, and not just serving, but going and being a part versus, okay, now I'm like helping lead this thing?
Yeah. So it's a different shift on it for sure. The following year, the person that was co-leading it had to step out, kind of leading up to it. I want to say like maybe a month before Winter Wonderfest executed. And I was doing a compassion group at the time. So we're doing like the leadership, and Kelly was our leader for that. And all these opportunities came up, and, you know, Winter Wonderfest co-lead came up, and I was like, you know, it kind of impacted me the first time. Let me step it up a little bit. Let me kind of contribute more. So my contribution went from 2 hours on a Saturday to, you know, coming in every single Wednesday leading up to Winter Wonderfest for like a month. And then, taking a bigger role to where I was there Friday, helping set up, helping set up there all day Saturday, helping co-lead, you know, organizing the volunteers, getting them to their spots, making sure that the team leads had everything, and everybody was having a good time. So it was a different viewpoint, and I got to see a lot more, I got to see a lot more joy in people's life because I was there the whole time. So out of all the families we served, I got to see every single one of them come through the door, leave the doors. And then the volunteers, man, are just amazing because, you know, we're there the day before setting up early morning, late night. And then Saturday, we're there early. Then we take down Saturday night and people walk through the church Sunday morning, not knowing, you know, we just had this huge event. And it's a lot of work, but the way people come together just moves you.
So I'm curious, like, and maybe the answer is no. And you don't have to share any names, but was there anybody, was there any fun stories that you got to interact with of, maybe it was the kids that you were hanging out with or saw or somebody serving? Was there any like stories that stuck with you?
Yeah. So, you know, so we had this game room kind of set up and you could go in, you could do arts and crafts. We had a movie playing. We had, you know, games for older kids and whatnot. So there's a lot of stuff to do. the favorite game everybody loved was throwing these like little rings on the reindeer hat that Pastor Mark was wearing. I want to say Pastor Mark sat there for a long time letting kids just like throw these rings on them. And that was like the talk of the experience in that room. Yeah. So we were thinking this year, okay, hey, what can we do? What else can we do? And we're talking about the reindeer things. We're like, we have to have that. That was like a huge hit.
Yeah.
And kids loved it. You know, they loved everything else, but that was like really, really cool there. And then we had a couple kids. I don't know their names, but my wife, our fiance at that time, was serving, and she was in the gifts room, kind of the gifts area. There was like a prayer wall, so people would kind of stick prayers up and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So she was helping with that. And there was a kid that goes to Ridge Kids there, recognized my wife, and then, you know, just like ran up, gave like the biggest hug there was. And couple of the other people that serve in Ridge Kids were kind of in that area too. And, you know, just seeing the connection with the kids and, you know, the hugs and, you know, I will admit my wife kind of teared up a couple times. So it's, I don't know, it's kind of like that impact, those memories that kind of really, really stick with everything and really make it memorable. And most of the volunteers, a lot of volunteers served more than their time. They like did a little bit more. So the giving for that was really awesome.
I mean, I feel like that's, if there's not a testament to how much people enjoy being a part of it, I don't know what it is, right? Because it's like you go and you be a part of it and you serve and then you're like, no, I want to be here longer, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It just, you know, people were hanging out and we had a couple people come up to me and they're like, hey, I'm done serving over here. Do you need any help anywhere else? And, you know, just like anything, you know, you get so many volunteers. Some people show up. Some people show up at the wrong time because we have so many different times to serve. And, you know, but we're able to take everybody that wanted to serve and people that wanted to serve last minute. We had so many people come at last minute that didn't sign up to serve and asked if they could serve. So the generosity was really, really high that day. And everything we did, I can't express like how much it would impact someone to do it. Cause you would think you might not have time or you think you're going to squeeze it in and then you end up staying like majority of the day. So
one of the things I love about your story and how this has impacted you is that this was something where you served and then you didn't let it just be this one isolated event, but then it kind of became a part of what you did, part of your like faith overall, part of your lifestyle was, okay, I want to make sure I'm doing more things like this and more serving elements. What do you think is the key to that? Like what type of mentality has been helpful for you to like use that as a stepping stone versus just like a one-off, okay, I did my good deed of the year type of mentality?
Yeah, it's easy to get in that mentality too. And I think what happened to me is it sparked something. So, you know, I served, I felt good. Like I said, the Holy Spirit in that moment, the first time serving, kind of connected with me. Like all of a sudden I got it. I didn't get it before and then I got it. So I think that helped me jump a little bit more to be more proactive and like, okay, you know, what can I do? And, you know, for me to do it outside of the Ridge is far and few in between before doing this, right? Because, you know, I didn't look at it as I looked at it differently, I guess. And, you know, once I got to do that and see the impact with that at the Ridge, then I said, hey, there's a lot more people like me, you know, mm-hmm. like me in my faith journey, in my faith spot. There's people ahead of me in my faith journey, my faith spot, volunteering and all this stuff. And it just kept me going to want to do more, to feel not for my own selfishness, but to see the impact that it was making on others. You know, from regardless what it is, if it's, you know, putting together food for a food drive, helping out Ukraine with needs, when the Ridge did that, the coats and all this other stuff, you know, it sparks that one thing where it's like, hey, I was able to do this. Now I'm going to do another thing and do another thing. And before you know it, it's not even like a question of if you're going to do it. It's just like, hey, we're raising funds, or we're raising items for Ukraine. It's like, yeah, I'm at the grocery store. I'm going to pick up some extra stuff and drop it off. Or, hey, kids need coats. We're going to do this. Yep. Nope. You know, just go do it. You don't think about it. You just do. So you act on it, I guess, is what it comes.
I love that. That is such a cool picture of what it means to, like, I don't know, continue following Jesus, to like be inspired and kind of let some of that kind of transformation happen, where all of a sudden you're like, gosh, this is just part of who I am now. I've let like God influence my life to the point where now my heart leans towards generosity and leans towards making an impact. That's so cool. Okay, so Dale, as we kind of like wrap up our conversation, I'm curious, what do you hope people, because we're going to have lots of people come and serve at Winter Wonderfest this year. What do you hope people are going to experience?
So I'm hoping that people experience that kind of lifted weightlessness of the outside worries. You know, the minute they walk through the doors, I hope their worries go away for a couple hours. They get to come in, have a great time, experience, you know, the passion that everybody at the Ridge has, just really get into it. So I'm hoping the families that come in, they get to experience that. For the volunteers coming in, you know, I hope that what happened to me happens to somebody, you know, even out of 800 volunteers or 900 we need this year, even if it impacts one like it did to me, you know, I'm doing so much more for the community and for the Ridge that, you know, it made an impact for sure somewhere down the line. And, yeah, you know, we talk about it just takes one, you know, and if you want to look at it as, you know, maybe I was that lost one, but, you know, I'm kind of got found type thing. But yeah, for the volunteers for that. And then, you know, it is a community. Like, I just hope we get to see what everybody's doing, and then next year make it bigger and better. So,
yeah, I love that. Dale, thanks so much for sharing with me and for sharing with all of us. Just one, I think it's clear, like, you have a heart for this, and that you were like, hey, I'm going to try this out. I'm going to give it a shot. I don't know if I really want to right now. I'm going to give it a shot. And then it was like, whoa, like, God's touched my heart. And it's just, I just love to see it. And I love your story. And thanks for just being willing to share it with all of us.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. And, you know, again, regardless of like the time people think that they have, you know, anybody can do this. And for the record, I'm still employed full time. I'm going to school full time still. And, you know, I'm a parent and husband. So, regardless of how much we have on our plates, you know, I really feel like everybody can make this one thing happen for somebody else.
Well, that was my conversation with Dale, and I loved his story of giving serving a chance and then letting it impact how he lives his life. And it's clear to me that it's not just something that he does, but it's part of who he is. I think that's a pretty good picture of what following Jesus looks like. So thanks for listening to this episode of the Ridge Podcast, and make sure to follow and subscribe so that you don't miss any hopeful and helpful conversations.